You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to the Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill. This time we're looking ahead to the action coming up on Friday the 21st of December. And plenty to look forward to actually, because Ascot's Long Walk meeting gets underway and there's graded racing at Ascot. There's a supporting jumps car from Utoxeter and there's also racing on the all-weather in the afternoon and the evening as well. We've got our usual Friday night fair on the synthetic surfaces, so we've got all that to look forward to and ahead to the weekend as well. All the action live on Racing Radio and over the festive period, so make sure you join us for that here on the podcast. My name's John Gibby. Chris Pimlott is with me. Hello, Pimus.
Very good afternoon to you, Jimmy. Good to be here. And blimey, just counting the days down to Santa.
You're a big Christmas fan, aren't you?
Oh, love it with a passion. Love it with a passion, Jimmy. You know, get up early on a morning, get the horses mucked out, and then get that old turkey in the oven. Oh, can't wait, buddy. Cannot wait.
Obviously, lots of good racing to look forward to over the festive periods. Both sides of the Irish Sea as well, with our meetings. We've got Kempton, we've got Chepstow, we've got Newbury, we've got Leopardstown over in Ireland as well. Do you think sometimes it feels like we've got almost a bit too much, a bit of an embarrassment of riches over the Christmas period?
Oh, no, fantastic time to be having racing. I mean, you will go to any race meeting on Boxing Day, it's absolutely rammed out. It's one of the biggest days of the year. You see them queuing for the first race at Kempton. They never seem to learn that they need to get there earlier. Weatherby's very much the same. You know, it's a big day's racing. A lot of families go racing on Boxing Day, never go another day of the year. Mm. It's all about tradition. It's all about getting into that fresh air. And again, watching that fabulous race. I mean, Kempton is going to be so good on Boxing Day. And dare I say it, even Ken Pitterson might turn up to face me on Boxing Day with the battle of the pin against the loser.
Have we got you in the studio on Boxing Day?
Boxing Day, I am like turkey on Christmas Day. I am like that to William Hill Racing on Boxing Day.
Well, there we go. That's a big statement.
Standing dish, I think it's called.
Is that right?
Yeah.
You know, I've never gone racing on Boxing Day before. It's something I very much plan to do at some point in the future. But I'm more of a sit on the sofa or indeed listening to racing radio kind of person.
You do really need to get a life, don't you? You know what I mean? You need to go out there in the wide world and sample some of the delights that are out there, buddy. Goodness gracious.
11 meetings.
You great couch potato, you, Jimmy. Dear, oh dear. I want to see you out and about. Get your tickets booked for Weatherby right now.
I'll be in Bristol, unfortunately, so it might be a bit of a commute.
Well, Chepstow, that's not far away, is it?
No, it's not that far away. Does that start on Boxing Day? And then run on the 27th, 28th?
But don't worry, just go. You'll beat the traffic.
Anyway, we'll just switch from Christmas for a minute and talk about what's happening at Ascot on Friday, because obviously, we've got a Grade 1 on Saturday in the form of the Long Walk Hurdle, the JLT Hurdle, as it's known for sponsorship reasons at the moment. But actually, the Friday card, Pimmons, is very good as well. And we've got two Grade 2s, including at the 155, the Supreme Trial. And as usual, we've got quite a few promising young hurdlers in the field for this one.
A really interesting race. Again, a lot of horses here come with potential that we haven't fulfilled as of yet. Obviously, a lot of the big stables are represented as well. And again, this is going to be a very much a pointer to bigger and better things to come from them. Obviously, we've got Angel's Breath representing Nicky Henderson and Nico de Bonville. Just had that one victory to his name last year. Again, should be an awful lot more to come from him. Champagne Court came good last time out. Danny Kerwin was beaten for Harry Cobden and Paul Nichols at Kempton last time by Crook's Peak, but there was no disgrace in that defeat. I thought he ran well enough in defeat, a Son of Scorpion. Encore Champs is interesting for Warren Greatrix and Gavin Sheehan. He possibly was a shade lucky at Weatherby last time out when he got the job done. Seddon's a player for me as well. Thistle Do Nicely, a son of Arcadio, has been in cracking form of late. He certainly looks to be a player. And the bottom horse, Thomas Darby, who was beaten last time out. That was at Ascot by Did They Leave You Out Too? That's an interesting name, isn't it? And easy for me to say, but not about you, Jimmy.
It's a sequel to the first horse, Did They Leave You Out?
Is it really? Right. You know all the answers today, Jim.
It was more just a joke, but...
I didn't get it then. No.
Did They Leave You Out Too?
Yeah. Oh, so like the second time. Ha ha! Get it now. Very good, Jimmy. Well done, you. Excellent. So, yeah, Thomas Darby did get beat last time out. But again, I think that was not a bad thing. I don't think it was end of the world defeat. So he's definitely a player there tomorrow. I think the market will tell us one or two things, certainly about Angel's Breath, if he's going to be progressing from his debut last season. But of the ones that have been out this season, shown us form, I think Thomas Darby would be the selection.
Okay, Thomas Darby then for him is in that Supreme Trial, 155 at Ascot. And the next race is also a Grade 2. The Noel, given the Christmas theme that we've got going on.
Oh, most certainly, yeah. The Noel Novices Chase, yes.
Horse what? I like a lot for this one in the form of Count Maribel for Nigel Twist and Davis, one of those runners that's been confirmed. Got a field of four in all.
Oh, this is an absolute fabulous race. Absolute thriller. Just four of them, but four very, very nice horses indeed. Count Maribel come good last twice. Was a winner at Cheltenham last time we saw him run. And again, there could be a little bit more from him. Mark Grant rides him for the Nigel Twist and Davyshires. Lil Rockefeller, well, little hiccup at Cheltenham last time when he unseated Wayne Hutchison, only at the second fence. Now, we've got to take on trust that that hasn't done the horse any harm and not got any little frights when he got loose or whatever. But certainly prior to that, this son of hard spun form up to that was very strong indeed. He was a readied winner at Exeter. And he also won at Cheltenham back on the 26th of the October. So the form is certainly strong and in the book for Lil Rockefeller. Jerry's Back was a 50-1 shot when he won last time out. So, again, it'd be a surprise if he can get the job done in this more competitive race tomorrow afternoon. And the bottom one, Vindication, a son of Vinnie Rowe. Five runs, five wins. Five runs all on what, Jimmy?
On, I don't know.
Right-handed tracks.
Ah, there we go.
Gotta go right-handed. So Carlisle, Huntington, Ascot, Leicester, Ludlow. All right-handed.
And now Ascot.
Ascot, exactly. But his form looks very, very strong indeed. And again, right-handed is obviously the way he's got to go. So four of them. Three of them won last time out. Without his unseat, Lil Rockefeller. Won last time out. So this is a real proper novices chase tomorrow afternoon. I'm going to take a leap of faith with Lil Rockefeller. That unseat hasn't unnerved him and that he can bounce back to top form tomorrow afternoon. But this is a race not to be missed.
The former Cheltenham Festival runner-up, Lil Rockefeller there, now over fences in the selection for who was in that 2:30 Noel Novices Chase and Ascot. It's part of a fantastic card for our main meeting on Friday, but we're racing up and down the country, also over in Ireland, and plenty more to look forward to across the weekend as well. So it's on Racing Radio, and I believe it's an 11:20 start. So a nice early beginning for the team on Friday there, Pimmers.
Early start, late finish. Goodness
wouldn't
gracious,
get you in there,
early. It wouldn't get me in there. It wouldn't get me out that late either. Goodness gracious, Mother Moo, I was out after 8 o'clock. There'd be trouble at Milk. They'd be sending out a search party.
Another edition of the Daily Racing Podcast to come tomorrow, so join us for that. Pimmers, thanks for being with us today.
Can't wait. Look forward to the big day.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.